It wasn't too long ago that former Governor John Hickenlooper was shaking hands in Iowa during his short-lived presidential campaign. Now he's talking into an iPad that's taped to a stack of photo albums in his living room.
I mean, it's a makeshift studio is what it is, but it works.
And well enough that he tuned up his banjo recently and sang the praises of mail-in voting during the pandemic.
It saves a lot of money and it gets more people.
In addition to making videos, Hickenlooper says the coronavirus is changing his Senate campaign in other ways.
Our volunteers are calling and texting to people all over the state of Colorado and not trying to get them to vote for John Hickenlooper, but trying to see if they're okay.
But for a governor who loved opening for bands in front of thousands of people at Red Rocks, the transition to a more isolated campaign hasn't been easy.
I'm an extrovert. When I meet people, I get energy out of that exchange. So if I go to a fundraising event, there are 30 or 40 people there, I come out saying, all right, what's next? Where can I go next? I don't get that same energy when I'm on the phone or using a Zoom. I still get some energy out of the exchange, but it's nowhere near the same.
And he's not the only one having to adapt.
I've been doing town halls every Tuesday at 5, every Friday at noon, and I think we probably talked to 10,000 people or more that way.
Former House Speaker Andrew Romanoff is hoping voters choose him instead of Hickenlooper to take on Republican Senator Cory Gardner. But Romanoff is behind in fundraising and polling. He hopes to catch up by holding more online events.
Not as gratifying. You can't look people in the eye exactly and shake their hand. But at the same time, the challenges you face as a candidate in this environment are nothing at all compared to the real struggles that people are going through. Just to put food on their tables.
So his campaign is taking on a humanitarian role. During a recent town hall, he shared a text from a woman in Aurora who sounded suicidal.
You say we're in this together, but I feel like I'm all alone. Nobody cares about me. Maybe I should give up too. I called the crisis line immediately and they got in touch with her and trying to make sure she gets the help, the counseling and support she needs to stay alive.
While both candidates are mastering Zoom and spending more time on the phone, their digital campaigns are very different. Romanoff is holding large virtual rallies that feature a string of endorsements and musical guests playing from their homes. Hickenlooper is doing smaller, more targeted appearances online and turning to comedy and more lighthearted moments in some of his latest videos. He's also getting fundraising help from high-profile Democrats like former South Bend Mayor Pete Buttigieg. And when it comes to online fundraising, the advantage may favor Hickenlooper and incumbent Cory Gardner. Kyle Saunders is a professor of political science at Colorado State University.
I think this environment makes it a little bit harder for Romanoff than it otherwise would have been, and it was already hard on him to begin with. That's not to say that he won't succeed. I think, you know, the probability is low, but I think it's possible. But you need a lot of public appearances, a lot of grassroots activism to really make a dent in Hickenlooper's campaign finance and perhaps electoral lead.
To that end, Andrew Romanoff is urging John Hickenlooper to join him in 7 debates before the June 30th primary. He says he didn't appear at enough of them before the coronavirus shut things down.
John skipped 19 debates, and to me, it's unacceptable. If you want a senator who doesn't show up or answer questions, I'd say you've already got one. His name's Cory Gardner.
Well, I do look forward to the debates, both with Andrew Romanoff, and now it looks like Michelle Warren might be on the ballot as well. But I'm also very focused on Cory Gardner.
Coronavirus has changed the primary race in other ways. A Denver judge allowed community organizer Lorena Garcia and immigration activist Michelle Warren on the ballot. Neither had collected enough signatures to qualify. The judge ruled the campaigns could not properly gather signatures because of the outbreak. But the Colorado Supreme Court has since ruled that Warren could not be on the ballot. I'm Scott Franz in Denver.